From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. You're very welcome to our program. In a few minutes, we'll turn to Matthew chapter 25. We're going to read from verse 31. This afternoon, we'll be thinking about the Judgment Day. First, I'd like you to listen to a very beautiful hymn. It's sung by Catherine Mitchell. It was written by a disabled lady by the name of Charlotte Elliott, who was very depressed. Then the Lord came and comforted her, and she realized that the Lord had time for her and could use her just the way she was. That's how you can become a Christian today, just as I am. Let us read the Word of God from Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 33. when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. May the Lord bless his word to your hearts. In the history of the world, there are certain events which stand out as monumental and memorable. Every one of us can remember where we were on September the 11th, 2001, when the Twin Towers collapsed. There are those who will be able to recall vividly how they heard the news that President Kennedy had been assassinated. Such is the darkness of man's heart, however, that he fails to appreciate that the most earth-shattering and mould-breaking of world events revolves around one person and one nation. The person is Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings, and the nation is the true church, which is his kingdom. The births of all the great world leaders are inconsequential when compared to the virgin birth of our Lord. Every martyrdom is meaningless alongside the atoning death of the crucified Christ. Men's thoughts may be resurrected, but the empty tomb heralds forth the fact that our Lord rose personally and literally out of death. 500 witnesses watched him ascend into heaven, defying the laws of gravity as he passed through the stratosphere. Their ears heard two angels explain that this same Christ shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go. At the end of Revelation, Christ said, "Surely I come quickly." Yet 2,000 years have slipped past. But what is time where God is concerned? Because 1,000 years are as one day in his mind. At this present time, however, the second coming of Christ is closer than at any point in world history. One day, the voice of the archangel will be heard. The trumpet of God will sound, and Christ will appear, rending the heavens. As he comes, he will judge the world. Every world event will be subsumed into this one spectacle. The whole of humanity will be gathered around the judgment throne of Christ. This afternoon, I would like you to consider with me the judgment day. First of all, I would like to draw your attention to the division on the judgment day. Matthew chapter 25 instructs us that Christ will divide the entire human race into two sections on the day of judgment. As the eastern shepherd divided his flock between the sheep and goats, Christ will separate humanity into those who are saved and those who are not saved. As people, we think we are past masters at creating divisions in the world. We separate ourselves nationally from the multitude of nations which exist on this planet. We create distinctions racially on the basis of skin color and ethnic origin. We manufacture differences on the grounds of social class, religion, or denominational affiliation. Even absurdly minor details such as the football team one supports has the potential to create violent confrontation. On the judgment day, Christ will consider one criteria only. Are we born again or not? There will only be two classes of people before his throne, because the eyes of God regard this division as the only one which is relevant. On the judgment day, Christ will divide the sheep from the goats perfectly. No person who is saved will be lost, and no person who is not a Christian will be saved. With divine perception, he will know those who are his and those who are not his. In life, we may fool many people. In your life, There may be friends and casual acquaintances who think that you are a Christian. Before the great white throne, however, you will be found out before the judge of all the earth. You may dress your life up before men, but you will never fool God. The division on this solemn occasion will be final. When he sends the sinner away into everlasting punishment, hope will be extinguished, and the opportunity for redemption will have vanished. When he welcomes his children into the inheritance prepared by his Father, an endless eternity of joy will begin for them. It'll be a final separation. For some, misery. For others, happiness. Secondly, I would wish you to ponder the divider on the judgment day. The one who will judge the world is the one who died on the cross and gave his life so that sinners would be saved. He is the one who loved sinners with such a passion that he was crucified for our salvation. To reject salvation through his shed blood is to render yourself without hope, for how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? If you die spurning this hope, you will be judged for neglecting this salvation he purchased for you on Mount Calvary. This divider of men is the one who today pleads with sinners that they might be saved. To you he cries out through his word, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Yet you reject these offers of mercy. As he sits upon his judgment seat, however, he will plead no more, because the day of gospel opportunity will have vanished forever. Rather, he will condemn and send the sinner away into the burning lake, the fires of which will never be put out. What will you be in the day of judgment? A sheep or a goat? On which side of Christ will you be situated, his right hand or his left? It is your relationship with God now which will determine your position when Christ returns. Will Jesus be your Saviour today, or would you rather face him as judge? While you have time and opportunity, while grace is offered, I would plead with you to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. Don't put salvation off. How dreadful to open your eyes before the great white throne and know that there is no more time. While you have time, take Christ. Take him today. Take him now. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.